Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Joining me today, Dr. Ruth Smith, head of the Foreign Language Department at the University of Louisiana at Monroe and professor of Spanish. Dr. Smith, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
An exciting time is coming up, the Festival of World Languages.
Absolutely. We're very involved and very excited and working hard.
When is the festival going to be coming up?
It will be this coming Saturday, April the 24th, from about 8 o'clock until 1:30.
And tell us a little bit about how the festival came about. I know there was a lot of folks involved in bringing this together as the Festival of World Languages.
Absolutely. The Department of Foreign Languages at ULM has sponsored Spanish festivals in the past.
Mm-hmm.
But kind of following the lead of other states, I decided that a couple of years ago that we'd try to seek some money to broaden our horizons and make it more of a world language festival. And fortunately, the Louisiana Board of Regents was offering enhancement grants for foreign languages about that time, and they were interested enough to give us some money to get it started.
Something definitely as the world moves on and evolves, including a lot more languages, so it sounds like a terrific idea. What is the purpose of the festival?
Well, that was one thing I think the reviewers responded to, was that foreign languages once again are on the forefront of national interest.
Mm-hmm.
And as a consequence, both for homeland security reasons and business reasons, the need for more people who can deal with languages and different languages has increased tremendously. And so we wanted the students in this area to have the opportunity to experience more and to build on the very good foundation they're getting in the area of high schools and understand they really need to keep working at it.
Learning a foreign language, and as you say, building upon that, is something that the guest speaker will be presenting. And can you tell us a little bit about her?
Absolutely. Barbara Michaelides is the director of the Clark Williams Student Success Center here at ULM.
Mm-hmm.
But before she was the director of the Student Success Center, and concurrently, actually, she is an assistant professor in our department. And before that, she worked abroad in Paraguay and Nicaragua, and she understands quite well the need of people who are trained in languages who can work with the government, but also with businesses, and she does a lot of translating in the area also.
How does learning a foreign language help develop what many call a global mindset?
Right. Well, that's something that we in foreign languages, of course, think is absolutely vital, because language expresses your view of the world and how you deal with the world. And that's sometimes hard to understand if you've never really taken a language and you think, well, I can just study the culture. But the language is the inherent part of the culture. And until you kind of have an experience of how different peoples look at the world and express their ideas about the world, you're always, as I like to say, you're always a tourist.
So one thing in learning in high school, and I'm sure in college, not only are you learning the foreign language, but you're learning also about the culture.
Absolutely. And on Saturday, we'll have a number of presentations that will be more culturally related, as well as presentations that will be specifically in languages.
One of the things that you look at when you consider a foreign language is the opportunities that are there professionally and being fluent in another language. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, Bob, in actuality, our students tell us a lot about that. Mm-hmm. They live in a world where the music is international, the television is international, the movies are international, and they can turn on their favorite TV show and all of a sudden somebody's speaking in French. So they're aware that it's out there.
Mm-hmm.
And the opportunities are across the board. We get calls regularly for people in the health sciences who can speak Spanish, for example. We have calls regularly from businesses. For example, we're going to start Chinese in the fall. I have a suspicion there will be some businesses in the area that will be very interested in that.
Mm-hmm.
And any language that students study is applicable to some sort of career. The major ones, of course, are government, business, but even libraries, museums, tourism, all of these areas need people who can speak another language.
So many opportunities, and when you talk about the different types, what languages, what courses are available here at the university?
Well, we currently offer actually 6 different languages. We bring in German from another university, but we teach Arabic, Japanese, Spanish, French, and Latin, and in the fall we'll shift from Japanese to Chinese.
speaking with Dr. Ruth Smith, head of the Foreign Language Department at ULM. Dr. Smith, with the Festival of World Languages, how important will be having a second or third language as technology brings the world closer together? How important, what do you see that as a factor in the future?
Well, again, that's a major thing. For example, Bob, we have, I did a speech last week at the West Monroe Rotary, and two gentlemen came up and explained to me that they had assistants who could speak four or five languages, and I said, that's wonderful. And then they both told me they were from other countries. We're bringing more international students to the campus, and they are becoming more interested in majoring in one of our languages and adding global studies, because they also know when they go back to Europe that they're going to have to deal with different cultures and different languages. And I think even on NPR they did an story a number of weeks ago about a small indigenous group in the mountains of Bolivia that was learning Chinese because they were having to deal with the Chinese markets to make their products. And so I think all of those indicate that our students need to be on the same level.
And you mentioned the opportunities really in the future, especially in our area, something that people really want to take note of and have students come in and really take advantage of this opportunity.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think they'll have fun Saturday too.
Dr. Smith, how can someone get in touch with you for more information about the festival coming up this weekend?
They actually can go to our webpage, Bob, www.ulm.edu/languages, and click on Festival of World Languages, or talk to one of the schools that's coming.
Just that easy. Dr. Ruth Smith, head of the Foreign Language Department at ULM, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.